The Hopkins County Memorial Hospital Board adopted a deficit budget for the second straight year at a meeting Monday night. The budget is almost $2.5 million in the red. The board also raised the tax rate 3.63 cents to a maximum 25 cents per $100 valuation. The board scheduled two public hearings on the tax rate on September 8th and September 15th at noon each day. Before voting on the budget, board member Suzanne Thomas-Bankston had this to say.
I appreciate all the hard work, and there was lots of hard work over the last month, 2 months, putting it together and then revising. And I will vote for it. But I just want it perfectly clear that I'm not happy, that I think we've done maybe the very best that we can do. But I think it was said several times around this table that if we have a budget that puts us in trouble at the end of the year, we're asking for trouble. And I think all of us, and I charge every one of us, to be looking at major ways that we can make some major revisions. I think that the little things that we did were important, both money-wise and, as we talked before, in appearance, the thing about the board lunches and the doctor's lunches and all of that. But I think we've got to continue, and I know we will, to look at those areas and those departments that are not either making money or making money to the extent that we couldn't use the time, the money, the energy, the effort elsewhere. I believe we have a obligation to the citizens of Hopkins County to provide the best services, but that I think we've got to figure out what is our focus and where our services can be delivered and what our services need to be and what we can use other people to provide. So I think we've got to keep seriously looking and chopping away and not call this. I mean, it will be final that we vote on and we go to the taxpayers and we operate on it for a year. But I charge everybody that let's consider seriously both how we can cut big ticket things and how we can continue to look at increasing revenue and no longer business as usual. The other thing that concerns me is the processes that we're going through, and I think things are moving rapidly with the administration and with Stroudwater about how we can affiliate with somebody else. But I think when they know that we're this type, we are advertising to them that we're a fire sale, and we're not. We have many things to be proud of. Great physicians, great cadre of physicians, great administration, great building, making significant progress in many areas. But these people are going to look at this and say, they're hurting, they're dying, they're on the vine, they're easy pickings, and we should not put ourselves in that situation. So my comment is, I will vote yes. My heart is saying this is an issue.
Board President Tim Kelty called the board's votes on the budget and the tax rate two of the toughest things they've had to do as a board. KSST News.